I've written and talked about the mother of Robert E. Lee, Ann Carter Lee, she who was nearly buried alive. I've written and talked about Robert E. Lee's father, Light Horse Harry Lee, war hero and friend of General George Washington, but never have I written about Robert E. Lee and his wife Mary's home for 30 years, Arlington House. I was reminded by a press release from American Forces Press Service that this year marks the 150th anniversary of the first burial at Arlington National Cemetery, so it seems like a good time to remember Arlington House, the house that sits on the land once belonging to Mary Custis Lee. The Lees and their children lived there for 30 years, and it was the setting for many joys and what was probably the major crisis of Lee's life. It was April of 1861 when he learned that Virginia had seceded from the Union. At the time, Lee was a United States Army colonel, and he'd been offered command of the Union Army. Historians tell us he agonized over the decision to stay with the Union or go with his beloved state of Virginia. He made his fateful decision, and on April 20th, submitted his resignation from the Army. He left Arlington House 2 days later to join and later lead the Confederates. Mary suffered from crippling rheumatoid arthritis. She was in a wheelchair by then when she received a letter from Lee. War is inevitable, and there is no telling when it will burst around you. You have to move and make arrangements to go to some point of safety, which you must select. May God keep and preserve you, and have mercy on all our people. She and the children moved to live with various relatives and then to Richmond. Mary went back to Arlington House after the war once. Lee himself never did. In 1864, the federal government confiscated the house and property, purportedly because Mrs. Lee, confined to a wheelchair in Richmond, could not appear in person to pay the taxes. Her eldest son temporarily regained title decades later. The mansion was and continues to be witness to much history, and you can find out so much more in the many books about the house and the Lee family. It was restored in 1925, and stands in silent but history-filled watch over the thousands of servicemen and women buried at the cemetery, my husband included. This is Thea Marshall.